Hello and welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. This series started life as a YouTube vlog, but you can now listen to each episode here as a podcast as well. If you would like to watch the YouTube version, just head to my website or search for me on YouTube. I love getting comments from listeners and especially love getting inspiration from your questions. Thanks for joining me today. I'm a little bit excited today because there was a lot of comment come back about the video that I posted yesterday. It was about sharing and why we share. And what was really lovely is that lots and lots of people had some insights into this topic. And I feel like I've just scratched the surface and there's a lot more that I could have said. And indeed, some of the people on my Mastodon community, they have said some really lovely things. And so I want to share some of the comments from those people. There's a lot of comments and I'm not sure where to begin, but I'm going to start with Holger. So Holger put up the idea that it feels wrong if you don't share your photos. If you simply leave them on a hard drive and they go nowhere and they never see the light of day, this is not satisfying. This is not a good outcome. You want your photographs to have a life. And when you share them and you get them out there and people can talk about them and people see them and it gives them ideas, maybe it inspires someone else. Maybe it inspires them not just in their photography, but in other aspects of their life. The life of a photo only begins when someone else gets to see it. As a photographer, what sparks joy is when other people get to enjoy your photography. So there's a dance there between the audience and the photographer. And I think that's really important. And I really appreciated that comment from Holger. One of the most interesting people that I follow on Mastodon, Kaja, their comment was really interesting about how they learn through the feedback and the response that they get from other people. I think the word feedback is the wrong word. I think it's the response. It's literally watching people respond to your work. That is something which I had forgotten about entirely. When I have held exhibitions and I can stand in the room and people don't know that I'm the photographer and I can watch people responding to the photograph on the wall and the conversations that start from that. And that is a really beautiful thing. And we get a little glimpse of that with social media, or at least on the Fediverse, when people have a conversation around your photograph. That is deeply satisfying. And Kaja's point is very simple, that we learn from this. We learn from it. We look at the responses and we look at what connects and what evokes something. And that guides us as to what to do with our photography going forward. One of the comments from a Polish guy, I think I won't even try to pronounce the name because I will get it wrong. I never know what to do with the W's and the Z's with the Polish language. But I'll put his name up here on the screen for you. He had a very simple point to make, which is that feeling of having to post every day. That's not a good feeling. And I think we need to normalize that it's okay not to post every day. Just because you're a photographer, just because you're a person, social media doesn't mean you have to be there every day. It doesn't mean you have to feed the beast. So much of the advice that I have been given about Instagram and Facebook from a commercial point of view is you have to post every day. You must be consistent. You must generate content. And what an awful expression, generating content. That's not art. And photography, you want it to be a beautiful experience and expression and artistic and creative, and generating content, that's just wrong. And I think that feeling of, oh, I must post something every day, that's not constructive and that's not social. Because we're not social every day. There are times when we just don't want to go out and see people and we want a little time to ourselves. Even if you're an extrovert, there are times when you need a little bit of time to yourselves, when you need to recharge your batteries. every day is not the goal. So I really like this idea that actually you cannot post a photo for a month and that is okay. And Bob, I always like it when Bob turns up in my feed. Bob's an interesting fellow. I met him through the photography stuff on photog.social back in the day when that was a beautiful place to be. And Bob is one of the people that I wish there was just more Bobs out there. And we made a little joke that maybe he should start a new instance that's just for Bobs. He breaks it down into three major components: the social connection, the just having a bit of a laugh to have some fun, and that is just so important with the way the world is at the moment, and growth. Again, seeing people's reactions to what he posts, seeing what other people are going through and seeing them on their journey, and being a part of that journey and watching someone and watching how things change in their lives and how they change with their creativity and with their photography. That's wonderful. That's really, really special. One of the things that was really great about what Bob wrote was this idea that the Fediverse is a safe place to share and explore. And I think that's so important. I think a lot of people don't realize what it means when someone says safe place because they haven't needed a safe place. Well, I say a lot. Maybe lots of people do understand what it means not to have a safe place. It's normalized, though, that we all have safe places. And for lots of us, that's not normal at all. We just haven't had access to safe places, not even inside the confines of our home or our marriage. We may not feel safe. This is a really important thing, whether it's because you are not neurotypical, whether it's because you're not gender typical, whether it's because you just don't fit into society, whatever the reason is, a safe place is a very special thing. There was a second comment from Bob, actually, where he makes the point that for someone like me, there are really two versions of me. There's the professional version of me, and then there's the real life version of me. And Instagram and Facebook has to be my professional version. That's my work. But Mastodon, I can do whatever I like because there's that feeling that no one's going to see it anyway, so who cares? And I can just be myself. And that's where I take pictures with my phone instead of with my camera. I'm taking pictures of the cockatoos. I take a walk down the street and I take a picture of the buildings just with my phone and I put a few filters on it. And you would think a professional photographer would take a little bit more effort in their social media post. And I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I just want to be myself. I want to share a photo of my coffee. I'm not here to brag about how many continents I've been to or the size of my super yacht. That's not what my real life is. My real life is I really enjoyed the cup of coffee that Shelley made for me this morning. It was perfect. And that's what I want to share. The flip side to what Bob is saying is that Mastodon in particular is a terrible place to share your photographs. It's not a gallery collection. And there is PixelFed for that. And PixelFed is organized around that very concept. And for those who need that kind of place, I think that's wonderful. And that's a segue into those people who've got a website and those who don't got a website. And I've got a website and I've spent my whole career nurturing and keeping that fed and cultivating it and adding to it. And it's now a body of work for me. It is a collection of work. And not everyone has that website. So things like PixelFed become really important. And a lot of people have suggested alternatives to PixelFed. They've suggested things like Photo App and obviously Flickr. And there's Glass out there as well. There's a lot of different ways you can go online and share your photos. It's not just about social media. And some of them are photo-centric so that it's photographers commenting on other people's photographs, if that's what you want. And for me, that's not what I want. I don't want to spend my time looking at hundreds of thousands of photos. This is part of the problem for Instagram for me. And it's one of the reasons I'm not on PixelFed. PixelFed serves a very, very specific need that is not my need. And I'm really glad that PixelFed is there. I'm glad that someone has done such a great job to create a beautiful home for people to not be on Instagram, but have that feeling in the Fediverse, and that it talks to things and I can see people in my feed who are on Pixel Fed and I can see their work. And this is marvelous. This is really great, but I don't want to be on it. And I don't want to have an app that is just a bunch of photos. That is the core problem for me. Instagram is a problem for me on lots of reasons, but one of them is it's diluting the joy of photography for me. It's a question of scale. There's so much photographs there. So all you see is the best stuff, right? Because the algorithm is just bringing all the best stuff to the top, and the best stuff, well, it may not be my best, but it's what someone else thinks is the best. And it's not what I want to see. And it doesn't make me feel good about photography. It doesn't make me feel good about the art form. And it doesn't even make me feel good about my own photography. It just makes me see that in a planet with 8 billion people, someone is doing it better than I am. That's not for me. It just dilutes the experience for me. So all these things designed to replace Instagram, that's not where my brain goes. My brain wants to have context around a photo. It wants to have the story. I love when I get to share the story behind a photograph with people and there's a conversation. At the end of the day, photography is about conversations. It's about what people think. It's that feedback. It's that why you took that photo and then you put that out into the world and the world has a different perspective on it. And depending on which version of the world you put it out to, which social media, it will get responded to differently. Which period in history you're viewing that photo, it gets interpreted differently. So the interpretation of the photograph, that's the conversation. That's interesting. One of the comments come back was from Photo Dimension. He's a really interesting fellow. Most of what he does is in German. Depending on the energy level in my brain and how much I want to translate languages on the day, I may or may not actually be paying attention to what's going on in the world of Photomention. But today he shared something in English with me and it was fantastic because he had just like a hit list of the things that irritate him about social media. And the first thing is actually one of the most important. He's saying that social media trains us to care about one-shot impressions over putting images into context. This is everything in a nutshell. I have spent the last decade really, really focused on getting away from treating one image on its own as important. Camera clubs are built around this whole concept where you judge a single image. I've done an entire video on how I am the wrong person to judge at camera clubs because they want you to pull apart a single image. And I think this is the wrong way to go about it. Photography is a collection of images. It's not one image. Building a story through a series of images, that's what I enjoy, that editorial perspective. And it makes sense. I come from an editorial background. I've spent a lot of time shooting for travel publications. I've even shot for Nat Geo. I shoot for tourist boards. You are building story through the image. And it means that an image that might be very ordinary on its own, that maybe is not the most amazing photo in the world, but it tells you an important part of the story. It gives you a detail as part of a bigger landscape. So you want the big shots and you want the details. You want a little bit of each. And this is what Photomention is touching on, to care about the context of the image, and the context is everything. I could talk more about that. I probably have on many occasions. Please do go find that video where I talk about camera clubs. I've also run for camera clubs as an antidote to this. I have run an online course that goes for 4 weeks where we do a exercise in curating an ebook. So we create a set of images. And I really love running that course. It's a beautiful thing. We started doing it during COVID when we couldn't actually meet face to face. And it solidified for me the value of seeing your work as part of a collection instead of one photo is everything. And that's the problem with a lot of social media. You're just seeing one photo. You're not stepping into the story. And I want context and I want story. So thank you, Photo Mention, for that mention. Also from Germany, a really interesting point, really good point about how wanting to share your photographs often gives you the motivation to finish the photograph. And you can take that any number of ways that you like. My starting point is taking a photo is half the job. You've also got to process the photo because that raw file, you have a lot of potential. You can do so much with it. So this is really getting at that point of if you're going to spend the time to edit and process and curate your photographs, that does take time. And sometimes you need a bit of motivation to finish the job. Kay's point is very simple. Having the Fediverse there, having a small group of like-minded people to share your photographs with and appreciate them, helps you to go out and actually take more photographs and to edit them and to finish the job. So I like that. I'm going to finish off with a comment from Zulu, and he is enjoying macro photography. In his words, not mine, he's not very good at other creative pursuits. I touch on this because when I first got into photography all those years ago, and it was just a hobby then, I wasn't a professional, I hadn't built a career at that stage. I just wasn't good at other forms of art. I couldn't draw, I couldn't write. I had a long way to go with all of my creative skills and life skills. Photography let me step into the door. It let me get started with a creative expression. Macro photography is just a wonderful starting point for any kind of photography. And it's interesting because we think of it as hard because you need a special lens and sometimes it's hard with light. And I think in the days of film, macro was especially difficult. But with digital, I think it's a lot easier to get into macro photography. There's such a world to explore down there. And the thing that's really special about macro is that you're revealing things that the human eye can't see. You're stepping into these tiny worlds, whether it's flowers or bees or butterflies or just really creepy bugs, it doesn't matter. Macro photography lets you see things that you can't otherwise see. And that is actually what we want from all of our photography, to see things that we otherwise couldn't see. Thank you very much for all the comments. And I know there's a few there that I haven't got to. And I know there'll be a few that keep coming through after this video has gone. But I really appreciate those people, especially on Mastodon, who have come and said hello and joined in the conversation. And we'll see you tomorrow.